My name is Sabrina Miguel. I'm originally from Toronto. I'm a mining engineer now. I graduated from the University of Toronto in their mineral engineering program, and I work for Rio Tinto Minerals in Boron, California.
Since you got there, your company's obviously treated you pretty well.
Moving from Canada to the US is a lot harder than a lot of people think it is, and they paid for my plane flights here, all first class. They paid for professional movers to come to my house and pack up all my little things and ship them to the States and put them in storage till I was ready. They gave me 2 months of corporate housing and a fully furnished apartment, so I had time to set everything up. They gave me a rental car for a month or until however long I needed to until I got my own car. And they set me up with a relocation company. And I have two relocation agents, one locally and one that deals with more like big picture items that they help me with everything from getting my my work visa set up with the lawyers that they hired to doing my drive test to get my California driver's license.
So, say I'm a high school student and I'm considering going into mining engineering. What's the most important thing I should know about the industry?
The most important thing is probably to know that for probably most or part of your career, you're not going to be living in a big city. Like I kind of lucked out, and like I live like an hour outside of LA, but I also have an hour drive to my work, and where I work specifically is kind of in the middle of nowhere.
What's the pay like?
For starting off, when you first graduate, I say 65,000 to probably 80,000 is realistic. Now, if you, with the fly-in, fly-out jobs where you work on site every day for X number of days and they fly you back to your home city for another X number of days, they get paid a little bit more just because they work 12 hours a day, but they're all salary. So those jobs range up to $100,000 starting off as a graduate.
What type of person is well suited to mining engineering?
Just someone who wants to go for adventure, someone who is cool with working on site and putting on like their jeans and like a t-shirt or a polo shirt and putting on their steel toes and working in an office and then going on site, someone like that.
So, are there any aspects of your job that you don't like?
I don't like sitting in the office all day. The good days are when I get to go out in the field or get to be in the office as little as possible.